Just come right down the line there. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, church. I have a scripture to read. Psalms 140 and 13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. I had an interesting thing happen to me. Yesterday, I was poking through the bookshelf at our house, and I came across a book that I'd never seen before. And so I opened it up and started reading through it, and it was a 40-day venture, I guess, to seeking God, fasting and whatever. And it was a little diary that Christy had apparently bought and started to read. And I was reading through some of the things that she was going through. And this was about a year before we got married and got in Bible study. And one of the things that stuck out to me the most was she said that she wrote a prayer in this book and said that, God, please help me to understand your word. And I looked at the date. It was like a year almost to the day before we got in Bible study with Brother Sutton. And that was one of the most wonderful things that it's ever happened to me. God has been so rich. He brought us to this church and put us in a Bible study with someone who was committed and faithful to teaching us, regardless of what it looked like or how successful that might have been. And one of the things that Brother Sutton said early on in Bible study is true, and that is that it really, you have to just put your feelings about how this might feel on the side. And one of these days, you're going to be years down the road, and you're going to turn around and look over your shoulder, and you're going to see how far you've come. And it's been like almost 7 years. I never thought I'd be here. But that happened today, or yesterday. And I'm thanking God today for his mercy. He's so rich and so wonderful. And to be in the house of God, to feel his presence. You just don't know what that means to me, to be able to feel the presence of God. It's a powerful thing to me, and I love him.
Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not the prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-23. I have so many things to be thankful for. I don't even know where to start. I know where I was 6-7 years ago, where how long it's been, but just who I was and the person that I was, and I had no peace. Everything in my life, it was broken, and I wanted to live for God. I had the desires to live for God, but I didn't know how, and God made a way, as he always does. And I know now I have abundance of peace and joy. And I'm thankful for my church family. I'm thankful for Daniel. I'm thankful for Brother Sutton. and I appreciate you guys.
But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. I'm simply just grateful for you guys. Y'all are so kind, and that's all I got to say.
Praise the Lord, church.
Tonight, I'm going to read from you from Psalms 116, verses 17 through 18. I will suffer to thee the sacrifices of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pray my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Tonight, I'm thankful mainly for my church family and being able to be raised in this place where I know I can look outside and see like the college atmosphere and know this is where I want to be. I don't want to be anywhere else but here. And I'm so thankful for God lining up opportunity after opportunity for me to be a light unto his people, you know, to be able to be in a position to be able to draw people in, to be able to talk to people and get them to see that I'm truly about this. You know, I'm thankful for the choir, you know, Lindsay, you know, I'm just glad to be here and to be involved and be pressed into his will. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, church. I'm going to read from Psalms 116, verse 17 and 18 also. I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. This scripture comes to me. I could think back before I came into the kingdom of God and the things that I was doing and the life that I was living and, you know, just where I could be before October 11, 2009, when I made a vow to the Lord that I would serve him. And I went down in the water in Jesus' name and he filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I'm thankful that he called me out of darkness into his marvelous light, because once I didn't know the Lord, you know, just out there, just doing, just, you know, whatever, just living in the world. So I'm thankful that the Lord called me, you know. I'm thankful for the church, because somebody was praying for me. Somebody was in intercessory prayer. Somebody was praying in the Holy Ghost. So I'm very thankful for that. And well, yeah, I made that vow in the presence of all his people also when I went down in the water in Jesus' name. Everybody, well, most of the people were here saw me, you know, get baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for the church. I'm thankful for a pastor that preached the truth, you know. And you just can't beat that. You know, it's a lot of churches in this city, but it's truth in the house. And I praise God for that. And that's all.
Praise the Lord, church. Psalms 97:12. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for all you guys who accepted me and took me in as a family. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for my pastor. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit, which was the most amazing gift that I can imagine. You know, I was trying all kinds. I was trying all kinds of things. I tried everything to fill a hole in my life. I had you know, I had cars, motorcycles, I had boats, I had everything that, and I was empty. And then I came here. It was amazing. And I went down in the water, and I came up speaking in tongues. It's amazing. I'm grateful for all you guys. I'm grateful that y'all took me in and treated me as family. And I was running out of family. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, church. I'm going to read from Psalms 109, verses 1 through 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. First off, I just like to thank God for how, just like how Brother Tracy and Brother Jamie was saying, how I was involved in just so much stuff, so much crazy stuff, wasting a lot of time, wasting a lot of money, and how God was still, he's so holy, but still would just draw somebody that's filthy and just full of sin. I'm just thankful for a young man, a witness to me, Brother Jermaine, witness to me, called me every day at the time where I was trying to make a transition in my life. Like, I was trying to come out of the world, but I was in a Baptist church, and how he was just witnessing me all the time. And then he told me about the Holy Ghost. He talked to me about Jesus' name, baptism, and all of that, one God. I wasn't really hearing that, but when he said Holy Ghost, it was just something inside of me that just leaped up. And I was like, well, man, I'm going to come to your church. And June 1st, 2014, I received the Holy Ghost, and I got baptized the same night. And my life has truly been different ever since. The moment I got the Holy Ghost, I can recall being laid out on the ground, just saying to myself, this was what I was looking for my whole life. And it's been a great experience. God has been so good to me. And it's times in my life where I can just look back over my life and see all the things I've done. And God always remind me that, don't worry about that. I covered that up. I don't even remember that. So I'm thankful for this church, just being a stretch, just always stretching out, just helping and praying. And most of all, I'm thankful for my pastor, too. I'm thankful that God called him from where he was and his response to God. We talked to the bus kids about your response means everything. And while I'm teaching and talking about this, I'm thinking about Pastor Sutton's response to the call of God in his life. And we are all here today because of his call, because he responded to that call. And I'm thankful for that. He opened up his house to me. I was very young in the church, probably 2 months. He opened up his house to me. And from that point forward, I knew that anything he told me, I can trust him. And it didn't matter what color we were or none of that. That mattered in the world. But when I came to church, none of that mattered. And I just thank God for being amongst his people and just to be filled with his spirit and covered by his blood. And my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm just thankful for everything God has done.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. I'm incredibly thankful for the mercy of God. I know what I was, and I know where I was, and I know where I should be, and it's not standing here. And I feel like I've just stumbled into this. I was talking to Reggie last night, and he said in a Tuesday night prayer meeting, he kept hearing being in the valley of decision, and he said he knew it was from me. And And I feel like all I've done is say yes. All I've done is shown up. And God just opened door after door. And I don't feel worthy. I know it's not me. I really have just kind of blindly walked through this. But God's good, and he's great. And I don't need to do anything but say yes. And I look at these kids that we're teaching, and I just thank God, because there's so much hope. There's so much. I know what I was, and they've never had to be out in the world. They've never had to, you know, take drugs or go to parties, and they are just so alive. They're just so enthralled in all of this, and I look at them, and I'm very thankful, and I'm blessed.
Praise the Lord. I'm reading from Psalms 95, 1 through 3. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. I am thankful for salvation. I'm thankful that God brought my parents from Texas. We didn't want to come, but we came, and I'm so glad we did, because there's no telling where we would have been if we had stayed. I'm thankful that Sister Maria, that she kept witnessing to my mom over and over again at work. My mom finally listened. I remember we visited so many different churches, and my parents would ask us, you know, oh, what do you think about this church? We're like, they had great snacks. You know, what about this church? When we came here, we just fell in love with it, and we fell in love with Brother Sutton and all the other people that were preaching while you were out of town. I'm also thankful for his mercy that is renewed every morning. Like, I just am. I can't say enough. Okay.
I'm reading from Psalms 18:49. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. I am thankful that God didn't give up on me whenever I gave up on him. I'm thankful for God leading me to a treasure that was hidden in a field that with eyes of flesh I would not have seen. But because I chose to see with eyes of God, God has truly blessed me and led me to a wonderful new life, exceedingly abundantly above all measure. It was very hard for me to come here, to leave everything that I knew, to leave my dream job, to come to this strange land where people ate grits of all things. But God has truly blessed me exceedingly abundantly above all measure. And because I chose to walk by faith and not by my flesh, I am growing spiritually exceedingly abundantly. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Psalms 35:18, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. And I think you guys qualify as much people in a great congregation. And God has been so good to me this year. He's answered every prayer, and he's really given me the desires of my heart. And I can't say enough how sweet it is to serve Jesus. There was a little lady in my church back in Texas. Her name was Sister Terry. She was about this tall, maybe a little taller. And she was old and wrinkled, and she used to kiss me on the cheek, which was terribly embarrassing as a young child. But she would always say that Jesus is so sweet, and I didn't really get it. But now that I've lived for 32 years and I've gone through some trials, I can truly say that Jesus is so sweet, and he's so kind to us. And I'm thankful for who he's been to me this past year.
Praise God, everybody. All right, this is Psalm chapter 30, verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. I'm so thankful. I feel like this is a continual theme, but I'm so thankful for this church. I'm so thankful for the Word of God, and I'm
thankful in this time for a foundation that's stable and certain in uncertain times. It's a great treasure to know who your God is. And thanks to Brother Cliff investing in our family and teaching us a Bible study. I understand who my God is. I'm thankful for Pastor Sutton and the investment that he's made. Matt and I comment all the time at what a blessing and what a kind of a miracle it is that of all the cities in America where we could be, we're right here and we're 10 minutes away from New Life and Pastor Sutton, and what a blessing it is because of the investment that he's made. And I'm thankful that in knowing God, we can know that he's a good God. And so many times you hear echoes of doubt and uncertainty and questioning who God is when difficult things happen, because difficult things happen to all of us. But in knowing God, there's an assurance that he has your best in mind. And that's been a wonderful peace in my life. And I can't say enough how thankful I am for the goodness of God.
Praise the Lord, church. I'm reading Psalms 92, verses 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. I'm just, so thankful for everything that God is, doing in my life, and that he's done in my life, and that he's going to do. This morning or this afternoon, I was out here trying to blow leaves. It doesn't work all that well up on the hill. I just kind of was thinking, what am I going to do if he catches me and gives me one of them little pieces of paper? And God said, and he caught me in the kitchen somehow. But he just said, I kept thinking, just give God, thank God for, the most important things in my life. And then I said, well, if I do that, then I'll probably start crying and I don't want to do that. But anyway, so I just thank God for, my wife, Molly. She's a true blessing. And, I always thought it was kind of funny. Everybody kind of, when we first got married, they would say, now, God, she's a great girl. Don't mess it up. I was like, I'll do my best. But I just thank God for her. And, 10 years ago today, Lacey was born. And I just thank God for, like Jill, I just look at her and all these girls, it's scary in the world today. And I told somebody with Jermaine when he was talking about his daughter, I said, and when I first found out that I was having a girl, so many people said, man, aren't you scared? And I was like, for what? I said, well, this world's crazy. And I was like, well, I just kept looking at all the people here. This is what she's going to be. There's no doubt she's quizzing. She's wants to quiz. I mean, she's walking around the house with these scriptures. And she's just loving. And we loving what God's doing in quizzing. And I have Caden, and I always kind of look at him and kind of be like, well, is he really paying attention? And then something will happen and he'll say something that Brother Sutton said during preaching. And I'm like, well, how did you even remember that? Cause you weren't paying attention. But they're getting so much stuff that we don't even realize it, And then every time with Connor, we come to the red light and dad, he's like, hey daddy, church is that way, And even if we're going somewhere besides church, he'll get upset because he's like, well, aren't we going to go to church today? I'm like, well, buddy, it's Tuesday. Well, we'll go tomorrow night, but I just thank God for everything that he's done for me. I thank God for Brother Sutton. So many times growing up, stuff, he could have happened and he would make a decision for me and help me to do the right thing. And I just thank him for it.
Hey, good luck.
I appreciate all of you and your testimonies tonight and what God's doing in every one of you. It's just a joy. Isn't it a joy to be a part of the church and what God is doing and to hear the testimony of God's people? And praise God. This is this world is negative, and it's negative with good reason, because it's cynical, but it's cynical with good reason. And it wants to believe, and it wants to have a happy ending and a happy ever after, but it just doesn't happen very often here. And as good as it gets here, it's still pretty painful and pretty rough. And there was a time in my life I was prepared to live that way and accept those realities, but I'm so glad that there's a God in heaven and that there is a happy ever after. It's not here, but it's on the other side. And I just appreciate God's people and the testimony of God's people tonight. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So while we're in the middle of all this giving thanks, really thank God for my wife and what a blessing, what a treasure she is in my life. How good God was to me to give me my best friend, and I can get to hang out with her and go to church with her, and just it's really good how God works. He really does wonderful, wonderful things. We're visiting this area of discussion tonight. And it's seasonal, and we do this. And Jeff knew I was coming around with those little pieces of paper tonight. I saw people literally running away from me tonight. But anytime I ask you to do something here, you know you have a right to say, this is not a good time, or I don't feel like this tonight, or something. And there's no negative there at all. And if you're just totally petrified of those kinds of things, that's fine too. So there's no negative there at all for those of you who ran away from me and didn't yield to the will of God in the house tonight. It's good to see Will and Becky and Miss Diane in the house from Dallas tonight. And for those of you that have been praying for Anna, had a good report from her. The pediatrician just said, take her home today. And she's been home for a day and a half now. And now she gets to stay home, and everything looks good. And so the baby revival just keeps on. Isn't it wonderful to have a revival in the nursery, a revival of babies? Listen to that. That's a beautiful sound, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Are you equipped? Do you know what you're doing there? No. You're practicing. Uncle Twan. So, we are a grateful people. It's scary to me to find apostolics that are not grateful. It's scary to me to find an apostolic culture inside and that's kind of a misnomer in and of itself, because when I find an apostolic culture, I expect it to be biblical, or hence it's not apostolic. And I expect you, if you're apostolic, to be a happy person. I expect you, if you're apostolic, to be a positive person, to always assume goodwill and always give everyone around you the benefit of the doubt. I expect that, because that's apostolic. That's the Word of God. That's what the Holy Ghost does inside of us. And I expect you to be true to all the songs you sing. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. And you're lying through your teeth. Don't do that. You need to be genuinely apostolic. Well, turns out that living for God is practical and wise, and all of the good things that God teaches us. He teaches us stewardship, and He teaches us thrift, and He teaches us to be good neighbors, and all the practical things that make for a good society. Do you know that this American experience, because it is Judeo-Christian in its roots and in its foundation, has produced the most dynamic experience in the middle class that has ever existed on the earth anywhere at all? And it's the organic emergence of something right out of the Word of God. And one of the primary components of living for God, one of the basic things about living for God, you hear it over and over in the scriptures that were recited tonight, giving thanks and having a thankful heart, or being a person that has gratitude. Even science knows today that that is healthy for you, that that's a good place to live. And just that within itself tends to make life better and more productive. Robert Emmons works at Cal Davis, and he's a professor of psychology. And he says for thousands of years, literature has been talking about the benefits of cultivating gratefulness as a virtue. Well, he does study. As a matter of fact, he's one of the primary voices you'll hear if you do a little research on gratefulness and the health benefits and the social benefits and benefits to marriage and relationship for just being grateful. And he says gratefulness has a dynamic impact on stress. He says this: it's no secret that stress can make us sick, particularly when we can't cope with it. And you hear that more and more, that many diseases and the emergence of disease is quite often associated with stress. It's linked to several leading causes of death, heart disease and cancer, and claims responsibility for up to 90% of all doctor's visits. Gratitude, it turns out, can help us better manage stress. Gratitude research is beginning to suggest that feelings of thankfulness have tremendous positive value in helping people cope with daily problems, especially stress. When we enter into prayer, it is the encouragement of the scripture that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And so our prayer life begins with thankfulness. Our prayer life, our engaging with God, begins with, now these are the instructions of God as to how to approach God. And so he says, I want you to be thankful. Well, when you begin to ruminate about what you're thankful for, well, you just tend to look up and you just tend to begin to thank God for all of the good things in your life. And you focus on positive things and good things. And it causes you, if you do this well and you do it right, it causes you to begin to enumerate. I thank God for my wife, and I thank God for my children, and I thank God for my church family. And it's a recitation of all the things that we've heard here tonight. But what it does is, not only is it proper to give God thanks for all of those things, but it deepens the awareness and the fact of that positive influence in your life down inside your psyche. It gets down in your soul more and more every time you pray it. And so if you have, as you should, a daily routine of prayer, if you have a daily prayer life, then you should be embedding those positive things down to the level that it is just your organic nature to be positive and thankful. And you know, it's really, really hard to be the nemesis of somebody that you, every time you open your mouth in the morning, you're thanking God for them. It's really hard to be enemies with someone that you thank God for every day, because you will convince yourself, no matter how cynical you are, that this is a wonderful person. God, you know, God knows what he's doing. Isn't it amazing how rich and wonderful and far-reaching the things of God really are? And so thankfulness is a stimulant to ward off stress in your life. Emmons goes on to say that thankfulness is an immune booster. It makes you healthier. Grateful people tend to be more optimistic, and that is a characteristic that researchers say boosts the immune system. There are very interesting studies that link optimism to better immune function. This is from Lisa Aspinwall. She's a PhD, a psychology professor at University of Utah. She says, in one study, researchers comparing the immune systems of healthy first-year law students under stress found that by midterm, students characterized as optimistic based on their survey responses maintained higher numbers of blood cells that protect the immune system compared with their more pessimistic classmates. All that bitterness and worry and anger and negativity that you carry around with you can make you sick. can make you sick. And so you will do yourself a lot of good to get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, today we're going to be happy. Today we're going to be thankful. Today we're going to just start the day by telling God all that we're thankful for and how good God is and how good our life is and how wonderful the blessings of God are. And immediately you start feeling better. How many of you know that that is true? Have you read where David was at Ziklag and the guys wanted to kill him and everything was wrong and the enemy had come and taken their wives and children and all of their animals and their gold and silver and he was depressed, but his own men wanted to kill him? But he's sitting there at Ziklag and the scripture just says he encouraged himself in the Lord. And you do that by reminding yourself of what is, not going down the litany of what is not. That only digs the hole deeper. But you need to remember and remind yourself of how good God is and how many wonderful blessings you have. And whatever you have, take the little that you have. And it is a biblical principle. It is repetitive throughout the scripture that God will take something very, very small and multiply it and bless it and cause it. It doesn't matter if it's a sack lunch. He can feed a multitude. If you've just got one or two things in your life that are good in your life, if you'll focus on those and begin to be thankful for those, God will beat back the emerging darkness and God will give you more. It's a rule of the scripture that to whom, if you are faithful in a few things, God will give you more things. And if you will rejoice in what you have, God will give you more. This is an undeniable biblical dynamic. Optimism has a positive health impact on you. It beats back the sickness. If you have teenagers in your home, you know, nobody told you about teenagers. Nobody told you how that was going to be and how exciting it was going to be to have teenagers and how often you would have these moments of intense fellowship with your teenagers. Nobody told you all of that. But the studies show that grateful teens are happier. According to a study presented at the annual meeting of the American Psychological Association this year, researchers also found that teens who are grateful in the study, defined as having a positive outlook on life, are more well-behaved at school, more hopeful than their less grateful peers. More gratitude may be precisely what our society needs to raise a generation that is ready to make a difference in the world. And this is from a guy named Giacomo Bono, a PhD at Cal State. Isn't it interesting what just being thankful and grateful can do for you? You want a culture of that in your own life. To all the men here, to all the fathers and husbands here, I would tell you it is the biblical mandate. It is your job to create a positive, uplifting, edifying, thankful, grateful attitude in the home. It's not mama's place. She's very important and she's very, very powerful in doing that. But it's your job biblically. She's going to work really hard to overcome the shadow of the grump that lives in her house. And so you need to be thankful and you need to make that emanate out of you. It irritates some people. We've had folks tell some new lifers, you go on back with all your positive things to that positive church and all those positive people. And they don't like it because they want to enjoy their bitterness and their trouble and their heart that's full of negativity. But being constantly mindful of all the things you have to be thankful for can boost your sense of well-being. And the research is really clear in a series of experiments in 2003 in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Daily exercise practices and listing off all the things you are thankful for are linked with a brighter outlook on life and a greater sense of positivity. There do appear to exist benefits to regularly focusing on one's blessing. Everybody say, count your blessings. Sing it to your neighbor. Count your blessings, name them one. Okay, that's enough. But that was really pretty good, though. You did good. You jumped right on board there and started singing. And I gave you a really low key to start at, too. Count your... So there's benefits to focusing on blessings. and good and what is positive. I will lift up mine eyes. There's a whole theology of looking up in the scripture. I will lift up mine eyes. Come out of your tent, Abraham, and look up and number the stars. You're hanging around in your old tent that's restrictive and framed too small, and you don't have answers there for impending daily needs. You need to come out under God's tent. You need to have a more expansive view of what's possible. And when you really plug into that, life becomes an exciting place. There's blessings. There's benefits to focusing on blessings. And the advantages are most pronounced when compared with a focus on hassles or complaints. There's a continuum there. On the positive end, you get great benefits from being positive. And down on the other end, it really eats away at your soul to be eaten up with negativity and to be a cynic and to be a skeptic. And you don't believe nothing about nobody, and you're grumpy and you're grouchy. That's a bad way to live. It'll make you sick. It'll make you miserable. And everybody around you will be miserable too. So much better to be involved with positive things and positive people. Grateful high schoolers have higher GPAs. Isn't that amazing how the Holy Ghost can affect your GPA? I know that that's true. And is there an amen in the house? The Holy Ghost and the Word of God and the things of God in a robust apostolic culture can make you better at everything you do in your life. According to a 2003 study in the Journal of Personality, gratitude could also boost pro-social behavior. It makes you a better neighbor, makes you a better friend, such as helping other people who have problems or lending emotional support to another. Well, it makes sense. If you don't have anything, you don't have anything to give. If you don't feel strength, but when you are glad and you are thankful, you feel kind of effusive about helping someone else, or you feel like you have a little bit of something to give to somebody else. It's such an interesting dynamic that the more self-absorbed you are and the more you focus on yourself and your problem and your need, the less of value you are or have of value to give to anybody else. But the more positive and the more focused on the good around you and the good that God has done in your life, the better able you are, the more resource you have to give to somebody else. Isn't that the truth? So you want to make it, and this has to be, you have to be proactive to make this happen. But I'll just tell you, if you're living in a dungeon of darkness and negative thought, and you were raised in that, and that was the thing you ate every morning for breakfast and every evening for dinner, you can come out of that. You can come out of that not by some spiritually magic thing that just falls out of heaven, but you can do this by being proactive and assertive and laying claim to the things of God and practicing the attitudes of the Word of God in your personal life and in your home and in your relationships. That is absolutely the gospel truth. You can change your life. And you with the Holy Ghost, you've got the power to do that. And you with the name of Jesus in your life, you have no excuse to be grumpy. Well, I'm trying, Thomas. You know, they talk about counting sheep, but these studies have shown an indication that if you'll sit down and write a list of things that you're thankful for as you get ready for sleep every night, you get better sleep. It's a study on health and well-being in applied psychology. Researchers found that when people spent 15 minutes jotting down what they're grateful for in a journal before bedtime, they fell asleep faster and stayed asleep longer. You don't have a lot of conflict going over and over and over in your mind. And it helps you. It just makes you happier. It helps you in everything that you do to be thankful and to be grateful. And it's something that you can acquire. This is a skill set. This is something you can learn to do. Now, some of you may be blessed with that nature, and some of you may have been raised in a culture like that. But wherever you came from or however you're wired, you can acquire this. It's a learned behavior. It's a learned skill, and you can mine the Word of God and take those concepts and plant them in your heart, and you can become the person that we're talking about tonight. And these studies are secular, but the reason they resonate and the reason that they're finding that this is true is because they are touching biblical truths. And biblical truths are the basis and the foundation for all truth. Okay, so how far do we want to go in this? You feel like you're in class or something like this? Hey, don't quit playing. It helps. Everything's better with music. 1995, American Journal of Cardiology. The appreciation and positive emotions that you have are linked with changes in heart rate variability. It may be beneficial to the treatment of hypertension and reducing the likelihood of sudden death in patients. You better quit being so grumpy, you're just going to die suddenly. So if you start feeling chest pain, smile, think happy thoughts, something good to say. I'm going to leave you alone. So, in conclusion, 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. Paul says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And for this thing, this thorn, this vexation in my body, I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said to me," God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecutions, distresses." Yeah, Brother Sutton, all that you're talking about, all that you're saying tonight, that would work if you weren't in the situation I'm in. If you didn't have the problems that I have, if you've been through what I've been through, you'd know that these principles are not applicable to me tonight. But Paul says, when I am weak, that's his final analysis, then am I strong. He actually takes the whole world and turns it upside down. And one of those paradoxical things that the scripture or the kingdom of God does to us, when you're in real trouble and you've got a real problem, God says, turn that whole thing upside down, and it makes the strength of God more readily available to you. Paul is teaching us here, it's not circumstantial. It doesn't have anything to do with where you came from or what happened to you in the past or what's surrounding you right now. What it depends upon is how much of God you've got down on the inside. Secular people are seeing this. Studies are showing this. But I don't have faith in this because of what they're teaching at the university. I understand this because it's the power of the Word of God. Paul said, if there be any good thing, think on these. He's telling you, you've got power over your thought process. Don't you let all of those old ravaging negative things take roost and live in your heart and in your mind. Get up from where you are and begin to recite how good God has been to you. You can stop the negative things, the darkness encroaching in your life right now, by just standing and opening your mouth and beginning to say, God is good. The Word of God is true. God has a way. God has given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. I know that there is no end to the mercies of God and the goodness of God. And I know it's all brand new every morning. It doesn't matter what went on today. Tomorrow's a brand new day. I'm going to say with David, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad. I'll be thankful in the day that God has given me. I thank God for the rising of another sun. I thank God for the passing of another year. I thank God for the trouble that age brings, because age also brings some good things. Come on, all the old people, get on board with me here tonight. Yeah, it hurts, and there's some problems, and there's some sadness associated with it, but I wouldn't go back to being 16 for all the money in the world. I want you to understand that there are powerful, wonderful things in the kingdom of God that I can't get any other way than just going forward. I've got to continue to press into the vision of God and what God has called us to walk up and down in. Don't you get hung up in the midst of your circumstances. Break out of all of that stuff. Have a praise in your heart. Have a praise in your mouth. Open up your heart and say amen to the God and to the word of God. Don't you let the darkness cover you up and shut your mouth. That's exactly what the devil wants to do. He wants you singing his song. He wants you believing his report. But who has believed the report of the Lord? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Praise God. Isn't it good to live for God? Clap your hands till they hurt a little bit. Lift up your voice. Shout real loud. Give God some thanks. I thank you, mighty God. I praise you, mighty God. I worship you, oh God. Ah, mighty, mighty God. What a good God. Praise the Lord, New Life family. God has blessed us. God's given us a wonderful church family. He's given us a new barn to fill up. And as soon as Lowe's gets in here and gets to fooling around and figures out what they're going to do, then we'll know what we have to do yet. Plenty to do. But isn't it exciting just watching it happen? I looked at Joshua's friends the other night, four or five young men from UAB sitting here in a little row together, just kind of watching you guys, watching all your worship and everything. And it's just so fun watching that happen. And last Sunday, not this past, but before, 20 first-time visitors Sunday morning and Sunday night. That's going to continue. There's so much to give thanks for. Revival in the nursery. All these little babies running around in here learning to live for God. A whole quizzing nation down on the other end of the building every Wednesday night. It's just an amazing thing. People in the kitchen cooking for other folks and happy about it, singing while they stir the grits. Praise God. It's just amazing what God is doing. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. I couldn't be happier. Couldn't imagine anywhere else I'd rather be than right in the middle of the will of God and what God is doing in the middle of Birmingham in 2016, about to witness one of the greatest revivals that God has ever uncorked anywhere. I believe it's going to happen right here. I don't know if you can feel it or not. I feel something surging. I feel something growing, some strength that's just kind of moving vertically. I don't know what it's going to look like downstream a little way, but I really am liking what God is doing, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. How about you? Praise God. Well, let's do. Let's gather down around the altar tonight, and let's give God some thanks. Come as families, if you would. Find your families. If you don't have any, adopt somebody. Just walk up to them. Would you be my family? And that's how that works. And gather together and just come down here and let's give God some praise and thanks and magnify him. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving week. And we have surely, truly, we have a lot to be thankful for. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Let's give him praise. Praise God. I thank you, Lord God, for all of your goodness. I thank you, mighty God, for every blessing. Come on down close. There's people coming behind you. They can't get in because you're log jammed. Got so much to be thankful for. Say, I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. From the bottom of our heart, we give you thanks for all you've done in us. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. And I just want to. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Run down your list. Run down your list of everything you're thankful for. Run down your list of what God's done and how good He is. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Clap your hands, lift up your voice. Thank you, Jesus. I just want take a little time right now. Praise God. As you're making your way out tonight, you want to be sure to strengthen and bless somebody before you leave, and make it a point to tell somebody how good God's been and how much you have to be thankful for. I hope everybody has a wonderful, a rich, and great Thanksgiving day, and hope you have a wonderful time with your family and some friends. And we'll come back to service on Sunday morning. We will not have service Sunday night, because you'll still be dealing with relatives and in-laws and outlaws and leftover turkey and all of that stuff. So let's have a wonderful week of fellowship and thanks. God bless you.